Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into the human brain, specifically how it makes decisions.
Yeah, and especially how it handles choices when things are uncertain.
Exactly. We've got some fascinating sources looking at a condition called agenesis of the corpus callosum, or ACC.
Right.
And how people with ACC navigate these choices. It seems there are some, well, surprising nuances beyond what you might first expect. Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. ACC, that's a congenital condition, right?
Yeah.
Where the corpus callosum, a big part of the brain connecting the hemispheres, it just doesn't develop properly.
That's right. It's a major pathway.
What's really interesting, though, is that people with ACC can have, you know, perfectly normal intelligence,
mm-hmm.
but they might still have subtle difficulties, like with complex problem solving. So how on earth did the researchers study such a, well, subtle difference in decision making?
Well, that's where the Iowa gambling test comes in, the IGT. It's actually a pretty clever tool.
Okay, the IGT.
Yeah, it's widely used. It basically simulates real-life decision-making. Think monetary rewards, punishments, but crucially, with uncertainty built in.
So like gambling?
Sort of, yeah. Participants pick cards from four different decks. Over time, they're supposed to learn which decks are, let's say, good for long-term game and which ones are bad.
Ah, so it's about figuring out the hidden rules.
Exactly. How you infer those patterns under pressure and uncertainty.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting, based on the sources. The study found that the ACC group, they didn't actually perform significantly worse overall, like in terms of money won or lost.
Correct. On the surface, the outcomes looked quite similar to the control group.
But there were key differences in how they played the game. What did the detailed analysis show there?
That's the crucial part. Using something called the expectancy valence model, or EV model, allowed a look at decisions trial by trial.
Okay, so like moment by moment.
Pretty much. Tracking what they expected might happen next and how much value they put on, say, a potential win versus a potential loss.
And what did that reveal?
First off, the ACC group was definitely slower. Significantly slower at figuring out the game's rules, the contingencies, especially early on. They struggled more to develop that winning strategy compared to the controls.
Hmm. So a slower learning curve in this specific task.
Yes. And then the EV model highlighted three really key patterns in their approach.
Okay, what were they?
First, the ACC group showed significantly higher attention to losses. Much more focus on avoiding the negative.
How much more?
Get this. Nearly half, 48% of the ACC participants focused only on losses when choosing. Compare that to just 15% of the control group.
Wow, that's a big difference. So super cautious.
Very cautious, yeah. Second, they showed less consistency in their strategy overall. They didn't seem to form a coherent plan. Their choices were more, well, erratic.
Right, not sticking to one approach.
Exactly. And third, they tended to be swayed more by recent outcomes, like the last card they picked, rather than looking at the bigger picture, the whole history of their choices.
That makes sense if they're struggling to build that overall picture. So reacting more to the immediate feedback.
Precisely. If you connect that to the bigger picture of brain function, it suggests that even with normal intelligence, there's some difficulty integrating all that complex information and forming flexible strategies.
Which leads them towards that loss aversion approach you mentioned.
Yeah, it seems to be a kind of default strategy when integration is challenging.
So what does all this tell us about brain function more broadly? And there was a really surprising parallel that came out of this research too, wasn't there?
Yes, and this raises a really important point. The decision-making patterns we saw in the ACC group, well, they were strikingly similar to patterns observed in individuals with Asperger's disorder.
Really? Asperger's? How so?
Well, both groups, even though their overall scores on the IGT were often within the normal range, they show these unique features in how they played, like switching decks more often than controls. That strong aversion to losses we talked about, for instance, in one study, 40% of the Asperger's group focused only on losses. Very similar to the ACC group's 48%.
Okay, wow.
And that difficulty in forming and sticking to a consistent strategy, it wasn't identical, but the similarities were quite remarkable.
It was not just specific to ACC.
It suggests there might be a potential connection, perhaps related to how the brain is wired differently in these congenital conditions, affecting how complex information is processed and how strategies are formed, especially under uncertainty. It highlights maybe common underlying mechanisms.
This deep dive, it really shows that decision-making isn't just about where you end up, the final result.
Absolutely. The process is incredibly revealing.
For people with ACC, it seems it's a journey marked by, well, heightened caution, maybe a slower learning curve when things are new and uncertain, and a less consistent approach to strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And these fascinating echoes in other neurological conditions like Asperger's.
It really opens up questions about shared pathways or challenges in information integration.
So thinking about these detailed patterns, the focus on loss, the struggle with consistency, it might make you wonder, how does your own brain learn and adapt when you're faced with uncertainty? Something to maybe consider until our next deep dive.